USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our highest priority is the safety and security of the people in the path of the hurricane.
As Dorian churns toward Florida, President Trump says he will be staying in Washington, D.C. throughout the storm, and he is sending Vice President Mike Pence to Poland, a trip he was supposed to be on this Labor Day weekend.
I will be rescheduling my trip to Poland in the near future.
The president making his remarks about the storm in the Rose Garden at a ceremony about space.
Very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
To the Comey report now, the Inspector General Michael Horowitz finds the former FBI Director James Comey broke rules and set a dangerous precedent. But despite the damaging findings in the report, the Justice Department not prosecuting Comey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While people in Florida board up their homes and stock up on supplies ahead of Hurricane Dorian, some liking and others upset by a cookie cake being sold at a public supermarket in St. John's. The baker putting blue icing on it, representing the ocean, then drawing the state of Florida using green icing, then the baker using white icing to draw the cone and path of the storm, and using bold red icing to show the eye hitting the state. An accurate design, to say the least, but whether it's in good or bad taste, being debated all over social media. Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, investors seeing green ahead of the Labor Day holiday weekend, the Dow gaining 326 points to close at 26,362, the NASDAQ up 116 points, the S&P 500 up 36 points. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Are some at Fox News leaning left? USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
In the past, it helped him staff his administration, shape his agenda, and amplify his messages. But now President Trump is becoming a sharp critic of Fox News. He sharply criticized it on Wednesday morning in a trio of tweets, in one referring to the network as hopeless and clueless. That followed a newsroom anchor interviewing a DNC official. Several Fox News personalities have been pushing back since the president tweeted, but executives for Newsmax and One American News Network say they've already been picking up some disaffected Fox viewers as the president urges his fans to turn the channel from Fox.
One Democratic presidential candidate not happy with the Democratic National Committee, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Democratic representative and 2020 presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard has denounced the Democratic National Committee for its lack of transparency after learning she likely won't qualify for the third Democratic primary debate.
And there's a whole bunch of different polls that have come out. The DNC has only recognized some of them as being qualifying polls for the debate. The whole thing gets a little bit confusing, and you've got to jump way down into the weeds of the numbers and the statistics. I think the bigger problem is the whole process really lacks transparency. People deserve having that transparency because ultimately it's the people who will decide who our Democratic nominee will be.
Gabbard was speaking there on Fox News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.